Megyn Kelly, Democrats will rue the day they decided to use lawfare to stop Trump. By Hannah Knudsen on May 31, 2024. Democrats will rue the day they decided to use lawfare to target a former president. Megyn Kelly warned after leftists celebrated the Manhattan jury finding former President Donald Trump guilty on all 34 counts in his business records trial. While many leftists were over the moon following the news of Trump's conviction in his business records trial, Kelly warned that this is just the beginning, as they set the precedent for using lawfare against former presidents. The proper word is corrupt. It's a before and after moment for America. What just happened today is a line we can't uncross. And these Democrats will rue the day they decided to use lawfare to stop a presidential candidate, Kelly said, clarifying that she is not referencing violence. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about tit for tat. You just wait, and it won't be Hunter Biden, she said, warning that the Democrats opened the door for Republicans to seek revenge on big-time Democrats, including Joe Biden, potentially former President Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. We're going to have to look at what the statutes of limitations are on the various crimes they surely committed. We're going to have to look at passing laws to revive those dead crimes, felonies, or misdemeanors, so that those cases can be brought out of time. That's what may be in the interest of justice, just like they did for E. Jean Carroll with the New York state law that was passed so that she could sue him, she said, adding context to that case. That's what happened, she said, noting this is fair play. John Yoo, an amazing lawyer who worked in the Bush administration, Department of Justice, has a great piece out today talking about how that's the only way they'll learn. The only way to save the Republic now is to give them a taste of their own medicine. That's it, she said, noting that Democrats tasted blood today. They're the wolves with the bloody piece of meat in their mouths. That doesn't stop the wolf from coming back for more. The only thing that will stop him is if he loses a limb of his own, she said, explaining that it is fair play because Democrats started this game. She continued. And I'm sorry, but the Democrats started this game in the same way the Republicans upped the ante when it came to, for example, the filibuster fight. The Democrats got rid of it for lower court judges. Mitch McConnell said, you will rue the day because we're going to be in control of this chamber one day. And you're going to lose the filibuster at the higher level court and you'll be sorry. That's what needs to happen here. Who's getting indicted next? Joe Biden. Maybe Jill Biden? How low can we go? You may not want to see it. That ship has already left port. That horse has left the barn. That's where we're going. So before you celebrate too much over at MSNBC and CNN, who are positively gleeful over this absurd conviction, if you wait, ask yourself what kind of Pandora's box has been opened here, she added. Watch. Indeed, many Democrats, anti-Trumpers, and establishment media outlets were quick to trot out the words convicted felon after the jury's verdict, positively salivating at the phrase. Related, mainstream media hypes calling Trump a convicted felon. But Trump has already warned that the real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. We'll keep fighting. We'll fight till the end, and we'll win because our country's gone to hell, Trump said. Related, Donald Trump speaks after convicted on all 34 counts, this is far from over.